Chapter 3. Cheese Sandwich had never, in all his party-planning days, seen such a monumental flop of a fiesta right from the get-go.
If no pony has fun at the biggest party of the year, our reputation as super party ponies will be stinkier than a slab of Stilton.
He dove into his giant rainbow-patterned saddlebag.
I must have something in my bag of tricks to liven this thing up.
Cheese pulled out a rubber chicken labelled with the number 2.
Oh, that's where you've been boneless too. Any ideas, buddy?
He threw the chicken onto his back and continued to search for anything that might kick things up a notch or 20. At first, Pinkie Pie thought Cheese was overreacting a little bit, but as she began to stride past the fancy ponies, it became clear that most of them were practically falling asleep with snooty boredom.
Yuck! The star theme is so overdone, said a mare with a fiery red mane and a sour face.
Her name was Ritzy Rose, the most famous lounge singer in the whole city, and she loved to constantly remind every pony of that fact. She waved her polished hoof in dismissal.
It's like... we get it. We're stars.
Jewel Tone, a fellow singer who was renowned for her impressive vocal range, nodded in agreement as she took a sip of her sparkling cider.
They could have at least had it at the observatory or something. Perhaps a Nightmare Moon theme would have been a bit more original than this tired shtick.
Ritzy Rose rolled her eyes.
I wish I were exiled to the moon right now with how awful this party is.
The two ponies laughed and shook their heads at their surroundings, then blushed when they noticed Pinkie Pie eavesdropping nearby. They shot her fake smiles and went back to talking in hushed whispers.
Pinkie Pie, Rarity called out as she rushed over in a panic.
You have to do something. I just heard Moonlight Melody say she is going to
leave,
Rarity whimpered. If she leaves, it's only a matter of time before more guests depart.
I can't let that happen to Cheese. Manhattan is his hometown. He needs this party to be a hit.
Pinkie narrowed her eyes in determination.
I'm all over it, like whipped cream on a banana split, Pinkie assured.
She furrowed her brow and rubbed her chin as she looked around the room. What was this party lacking? Ponies were chatting with one another, but the place was surprisingly quiet.
Too quiet.
That was it! Pinkie stomped her hoof on the ground in delight.
We need music! Exclaimed Pinkie Pie. These are musical ponies. They just need to shake their flanks to some funky tunes.
It was time to bring out the big party cannons. Pinkie Pie whistled and signalled a series of elaborate hoof motions to the corner where the 10-piece pony band was just finishing setting up their equipment for later. They nodded back at her and struck up a jaunty song.
That should do the trick, thought Pinkie,
growing smug as a few ponies began to nod their heads to the beat. Pinkie caught Cheese's eye from across the room and gave him two hooves up. He momentarily stopped juggling starfruits and smiled with relief. The band's upbeat rendition of Fly Mare to the Moon was in full swing, but the dance floor was still empty. Maybe no pony wanted to be the first one out. Pinkie Pie bounced to the centre and started swaying in time to the rhythm. Her fuchsia mane bopped up and down to the funky music. DJ Pone 3 joined in on her turntables, dropping the beat. It was so much fun that Pinkie Pie forgot all about trying to impress every pony. She spun around, leapt across the floor, and kicked her legs out to the sides, back and forth. Finally, the sleepy crowd began to take notice of Pinky's sweet moves. They formed a curious circle around the dance floor and cheered as she shook her tail and did the running pony.
Come on, every pony!
Cheese Sandwich encouraged the partygoers.
Get your groove on like Pinkie Pie!
The two ponies from Ponyville, whom Pinkie Pie had seen at the pizza joint the day before, Lyra Heartstrings and Bon Bon, darted out to the dance floor. They joined in and copied Pinkie's moves.
What are you guys doing here in Manhattan? Pinkie shouted over the music. I saw you at the pizza place. Are you following me or something?
She laughed.
What?
Lyra shouted.
No. Of course not. We convinced Cheese Sandwich to get us on the guest list because we're such huge music fans,
yelled Bon Bon. Lyra spun around in time with Bon Bon.
Yeah. We really want to meet Sapphire Shores, Lyra added. And to dance with you.
Soon, the three ponies were moving in sync, looking almost like a choreographed trio. The crowd that had gathered was watching the trio.
What an interesting routine, said Lyrica Lilac, eyes alight with something halfway between wonder and confusion.
It's so intriguing, yet so silly?
Well, it's definitely the best attempt I've seen to get this shindig started, Sapphire Shores agreed, nodding along to the beat with a huge smile on her face, even if it is a bit unconventional.
Pinky skipped over to the wall, ran up it and did a backflip off it.
Lyra tried to copy her, but she just slid down the wall. Turning her mistake into a fluid interpretive move, she sprang up. Bon Bon flailed her hooves around to distract every pony while Lyra regained her composure.
Songbird, look over there.
Songbird Serenade's assistant, Crownpiece, nudged her boss in Pinky's direction.
She's much better than Countess Coloratura's dancers, don't you think?
Songbird Serenade pushed her thick black and yellow bangs away from her face for a better look. As she watched Pinky bounce up to the ballroom ceiling, defying all gravity, Songbird gasped in wonder.
Is she swinging from the chandelier?
Whoa!
Crownpiece marvelled. Her blue eyes were bright with astonishment.
That was unreal!
Pinkie Pie twirled toward her party cannon, which Cheese had just rolled out. She stepped back, took a running leap, then jumped onto the cannon and pulled the lever. Thousands of glittering confetti stars burst forth and rained down onto the partygoers. Every pony cheered and rushed the dance floor. Pinkie felt her heart beating in time to the music. She'd done it! With their huge smiles and silly dance moves, the star attendees seemed to be shining brighter than they ever had before, launching the Pony Pop Stravaganza into the stratosphere as a sparkling success. But there was one important pony who was still unsatisfied.